bridge across the ocean. Rama looked at the mighty ocean before him and asked Lakshmana to bring his bow and arrow. As Rama fixed an arrow to his bow, Lakshmana was afraid of what the consequence would be, for the ocean's waves were one after the other rolled towards Rama's feet as if praying for mercy. At that time, a voice was heard as if from the sky. "Lord, there are two generals in the camp, Nala and Nila, who are under a curse pronounced by a sage. That curse can now be used as a blessing." The ocean then described the incident to Rama thus. "At one time, when Nala and Nila were young, there lived many hermits in cottages on the river bank. The two entered the hermitages and took the holy icons called saligrams and threw them into the water. The sages cursed them, saying, 'May all things you throw on water never sink. May they float instead, and may they remain just where you have thrown them, even if the water flow fast in floods.' The ocean said that every rock they would throw would float with Rama's name inscribed on them. The ocean further said, 'Rama, your name is light, not heavy at all. Thus even huge mountain peaks when thrown would float and form a bridge.' Rama asked the Vanaras to construct the bridge across the ocean. Jambavan asked Nala and Nila to make use of the curse to install Rama in their hearts and to throw hills and rocks into the sea. The Vanaras ran in different directions to bring entire hills to Nala and Nila so that they could cast them into the water. Within 5 days, a 100-yojana bridge was completed. Rama praised the Vanaras for their dedicated service. Vibhishana told Rama that Ravana was a worshipper of Lord Shiva. At Vibhishana's suggestion, Rama installed a Shivalinga to be known as Ramalingeshwara and performed ceremonial worship to it. Then the Vanaras marched across the bridge with the name of Rama on their lips. Soon Rama, Lakshmana and Vibhishana crossed the bridge and reached the main gates of Lanka.